In Czechs in History this week, I'll be speaking to Jana Horáková-Kanský, daughter of one of Czechoslovakia's best-known victims of communist oppression, Milada Horáková. Jana, Milada Horáková's only child, was just a teenager when her mother was executed on trumped-up charges of treason in 1950. Her father, who was also targeted by the communist regime, made a daring escape from Czechoslovakia shortly afterwards, leaving Jana in the care of relatives. For years, she was denied the opportunity to study at university, finally finding work as a dental technician. In 1968, she emigrated to the United States, where she's lived ever since. I sat down with Jana Horáková-Kanský at a cafe on Prague's Letná, a few minutes away from the busy road that now bears her mother's name.
I was born in the period before the Second World War. And my parents were both very successful people. My father was the journalist, and my mother was involved in the social position on the Prague Municipal Organizational Council. They lived in Smíchov, in this residential section there. Since they were successful, we had a housekeeper and I had a nanny, which ended when the German arrested my parents.
During that period, that idyllic period before the war started, was it a happy childhood for you?
Oh, definitely, definitely very happy childhood.
Your mother, Milada Horáková, she was a campaigning politician and a passionate advocate of women's rights, a resistance hero, a concentration camp survivor, and of course, the victim of Czechoslovakia's most famous, most infamous show trial. She was also, of course, just your mother. What kind of mother was she to you?
She was a very caring person. When her time allowed, she always was present. And I remember especially our weekends when my nanny was off, and it was like a rule that on Sundays came to our house the parents of my father and her father for lunch, and later my aunt, who was her much younger sister, came to our house too, and after this lunch, sometimes we went to walk, you know, downtown Prague, because it was such a habit to go and go to to eat this ice cream or some sweets and things like that. She tries always to be present. Of course, sometimes she was not present physically, but she was present mentally 400%. So her life was really, now we would say, stressful.
Now, your mother was arrested by the communists in September 1949, mm-hmm. and you were a young girl, you were, I think, 15.
Yeah.
That must have been pretty hard for a teenager.
Definitely, especially this event when they came to our house to arrest her. It was really hard for me, because my father during that time left the house and wanted to give her alert that they are waiting for her, which was already too late, because she was arrested since the morning from her office. So we were alone there with the housekeeper, and she was a wonderful person. And after a while, my aunt came, and the whole apartment was under the very serious surveil, because they started to check all the drawers and bookcases, and you know. And day after, I was allowed to go and live with my aunt and uncle.
Your father, shortly afterwards, I believe, fled Czechoslovakia, mm-hmm. so leaving you in an even more difficult situation, one might argue, having to face up to all this virtually on your own.
My father, unfortunately, didn't have the chance to give the warning to my mother, so he didn't have any other chance, just to stay away. And he was helped a lot with my uncle and with my aunt and with some friends, close friends. So finally in November, in end of the November, he was able to cross the border to the West Germany, where he stayed for another 4 years, because he thought that it would be possible for us to follow him. He sent several walking agents over the border to just bring us over, and it was impossible. And then when he realized that this is it, he left to United States.
Were you allowed to see your mother during the time she was kept in custody by the communists?
Just once. The unfortunate date before she was executed. And it was very difficult and very hard, and please, that's it.
What was running through your mind, and the feelings that were running through the mind of a 15-year-old girl?
What would run through your mind if something like that happened to you? It was sad.
Did the oppression of the communists for you personally end there, or were you further stigmatized by being the daughter of Milada Horáková? Did they try to never let you forget who you are?
You know, I had just the problems. I didn't notice that I am followed, but I was followed permanently. But I didn't notice it because I simply didn't want to notice it. And my colleagues from schoolmates, they were really nice. Of course, among them were people who were appointed to give the information, how I behave,
to the secret police.
Say. Unfortunately, some of them were my schoolmates. I learned lately, not at that time. The main problem was that I was not allowed to study.
Have you tried consciously to live your life according to the values that your mother instilled in you as a child?
Oh, sure. But, you know, I never was asked to go to join the party or things like that. So
you were never tested?
I was never, you know, many people from my colleagues were asked to join the party. But I think that this, what happened, was such a big thing that they were not, they didn't have enough courage to come and ask me. Of course, maybe it was because the personnel in our clinic was so good. They were so there were so many nice people there that they probably just sheltered me from that.
So you're obviously affected by the values that your mother instilled in you, but is it sometimes difficult living in her shadow?
You know, I am not sure if it is difficult. I am very proud of her. I know that I would never be able to do the same thing as she did. And I found my own life, which fulfills me greatly.
Now, your mother will, if all goes well, be the subject of a new film, a Hollywood film, which is partly why you're in Prague this week. Do you think a Hollywood movie can do justice to her story?
I don't know if it will make the justice, but I think that it definitely is very important that the Western part of the world would know about her case, about her courage, and about her dignity.
We're sitting in a cafe on Letná Plain, and the park that runs alongside a street called Milady Horáková, named after your mother. What legacy do you believe that she's left this country, and how would you like her to be remembered?
As a very extraordinary woman with enormous courage, enormous feeling for the human beings, and very bright and light person.
Jana Horáková-Kanský, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you too.